My name is Deirdre. You can see me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm a jellyfish, so that's why I always check with people. They often are not able to see me, particularly in the water where I live.
Because you are transparent, the same color as water.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It was interesting, actually, James McBride, his memoir is called The Color of Water. I instantly thought that he's got to be a jellyfish. But he's not, he's a crime writer.
That's right.
Yeah, really, really good one. But I was disappointed because it was such an effort for me to get hold of the book.
Can you, you know, for anyone listening, can you describe what you look like?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I'm about the size of a grown man's hand.
Okay.
I am pretty. I mean, this is like funny to describe yourself, but I think I'm pretty.
Yeah.
You know, because I have these cool, like a lot of people are like, oh, you've got hair.
Your tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful princess hair that's kind of see-through. It's very unusual. Diaphanous. Oh, there goes an angel, people might think. Mm-hmm. But I say, no, I'm just a pretty jellyfish that fits in a man's hand.
I do, maybe it's an uncomfortable thing to say, but I do find I find jellyfish in general very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. You're not alone in that.
How do you feel, you know, in getting ready for this interview, I read a lot about jellyfish and I did see the word blob from time to time.
Oh my God.
You don't like it.
It's kind of I'm not angry that you said it, but I don't think you should say it.
I won't say it again.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Yeah. You know, I remember once, and I don't hold on to insults or whatever, and it, you know, it just bounces off me. But there was a trout, and she was like, okay, clear blob, you know, to me. Okay, clear blob. Like, just vicious, like, as if that's what I am. It's like a trout thing to say, like a bully thing to say.
Trouts are bullies.
Yeah. Once, the minute they start talking, they're slurring. They're throwing slurs around underwater. Yeah.
Even rainbow trout.
Yeah, even rainbow trout. Yeah. Yeah. They all kind of, I don't want to say, they're all the same. They actually are all the same.
I went to the, aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
And the jellyfish enclosure, it's a kind of oval shape.
Oh.
And someone told me that you can't put a jellyfish in a rectangular enclosure because they get stuck in the corners.
In the what?
In the corners where to a right angle.
Hmm. I'm not sure about that, what that is.
A corner.
Yeah.
Okay, well it's
Do you mean like a kind of a hat?
No, it's not like a hat.
I've been stuck in kind of a hat thing before.
Okay.
First, it was kind of funny because it was like, oh, look at me, like I'm sailing, you know. It was like a straw hat on this woman who was asleep out in the sea.
Okay.
She just mustn't have noticed. It just drifted off her head, I think. And it was the exact shape. Like, this woman had a pretty small head, I think, and I just kind of somehow got wedged into that. First, it was funny because it was like, I'm in a boat, you know, but then I was like, actually, this is like not cool. And I was like thinking and thinking, get me out of the hat. And eventually, like, it was about like 2.5 months, I did get out of the hat.
You were stuck in the hat for 2.5 months.
Yes, yeah. And it's just like the joke really wore off.
Sure.
You know? I liked having a different look, that's for sure. You know, and it kind of just like protected me from the trout as well. It's emotionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the beach. Because I've seen jellyfish on the beach.
Oh, God. When?
I mean, almost every time I've been to the beach, and I think that's the end of a jellyfish.
Yeah. That's how I know I fit in a man's hand. Because I got washed onto a beach by the sea, just for whatever reason. And I was gasping for water. And then a little boy came along. Oh God, I hate him so much. You know, he had a stick. They come with sticks, I think, do they?
Boys.
Yeah. So he had like a stick in his hand, and I was thinking, come on, Tide, come on, get him, you know, for the Tide to get him.
You wanted the Tide to get the boy.
To drown the boy, yeah. But it wasn't moving fast enough. And so he started poking me with the stick then, you know. This is like all they can think of to do.
It is weird that that's universal.
Yeah. Poking me with a stick then, like, oh my God. And his dad came along then. He was a pastor or something like that.
Okay.
He was a holy man anyway. And he picked me up in his hand, hot. And he hurled me back into the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was crazy. I remember looking down. I'd never been up high. I'd never been up high. And I remember looking down and I remember seeing the little boy with his stick pointing up at me. And I was like, I win, you know.
What a selfless act on the part of the man. Because to save mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. you do sting.
Oh my God, I absolutely stung him so bad. That's why he threw me, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to town on his hand. Guilty. No, he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
I'm only laughing because it's sad.
He knew that was going to happen, but he still chose to save you.
Right, I know. It's pretty. It was amazing. And I think it was to show his son something, you know, to be like, I'm a good guy. I'm one of the good ones, kid.
Right.
Something like that. So, yeah, he got his comeuppance. Is that how you say it? He got his comeuppance?
Well, except he was doing something good.
Oh, okay.
And then he was punished for it.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
Okay.
You know.
Wouldn't you think that if somebody did something good should happen to them?
Something good should happen to them. Well, if that was the case, is that the case? So then that would tell me if you do something bad should happen to you. Good. I'll be good and everything will be fine. Can you imagine? If that was how it worked. Oh, if I do something bad, I'll be punished for it. No, come on. Nobody thinks that.
There are a lot of people who think that. Much of the organization of the world is based on that.
Because they think if there's an order to all of this, my goodness, they should try living just off the coast of Ireland in the Atlantic Ocean. Thinking like, oh, if I just like put up with this trout, if I help my sisters, if I obey the ocean, I'll get to go to the Canary Islands. Keep dreaming, I say to them. You know what? Sting the hand that saves you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shane?
Hey, hey, mate. Sorry, I'm just woken up.
I'm sorry. Is it?
You're all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So yeah, I wanted to talk to you because I understand you have been stung by an Irukandji jellyfish.
Yeah. Little tiny thing. All right, 2 centimeters big.
Yeah. Can you tell me the story, what happened?
It was just a normal day. I was just swimming. I live on a little island off the east coast of Australia. Just chilling, man. Like, I wasn't swimming around like crazy, going really far out in the ocean or anything. And then I felt a little sting, like, below my heart. It felt really mild. It was like a really bad fly biting you or something, like a little sting. Uh-huh. And I felt it, like, sting. And I said, oh, that's different. I don't think I've felt that before. So I went and told the lifeguard, and she was like, oh, it could be something bad. We don't know. She's like, don't go too far. She's like, it sounds like it could be Irukandji. And I was like, what the hell's that? Okay.
And she knew that these are really bad. This could be deadly. So that's why she was so concerned.
Yeah, yeah, she knew. She did everything right. You know?
Did you...
And me being a man, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go get a sandwich. I was there for about 15 minutes and I started to feel a bit lightheaded, a bit nauseous and a bit achy in my back. She told me, she was like, oh, if you feel any aching in your lower back or anything, you come straight back. Anyway, 15 minutes go by and I'm back there with her and I'm like, oh, it's getting a bit worse now. So she's called the ambulance as soon as I come back to her. And as soon as I got in the ambulance, my whole body just went into bloody shock in a way, and it was cramping like all over my body. Almost every muscle in my body just started to lock up, and I had this real intense pain, like someone was punching me in the kidneys. So they put me on a helicopter. I kept passing out. I was in so much pain. I just kept like kind of getting pain, passing out, waking back up again, passing out, waking back up. Yeah, and then they told me, so I was in hospital for about 27 hours, I think. Ended up with mild tissue damage in my heart.
Really?
Because what it does, the Akanji, is it's a neurotoxin, so it increases your heart rate to try and give you cardiac arrest. I think that's how it kills things. Like, it'll put that much venom into such a small animal, and then like its heart would just beat so fast it would just die. Like, you know, it's like,
wow.
Overwhelmed.
It is so crazy that something so small did all of this to you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm just happy I'm not dead, really. But they do say that you have a sense of impending doom or something like that. But I don't know. I think I'm just too optimistic.
They say that Irukandji gives you a sense of doom.
Yeah, that's what they say. But yeah, that's my story. That's the Irukandji. That's pretty much it. Like,
yeah, I just one more question. Have you been back in the water?
Yeah, yeah. I went in the water like the day after or something like that. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I love the ocean. I've always loved the ocean, you know.
I read that jellyfish, in thinking about the way that you think and operate, and
yeah,
a lot of scientists use the phrase that you don't have a quote conventional brain.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I want to know how.
Who said that? A trout? Did a trout say that?
Human scientists say that jellyfish do not have a conventional brain.
A conventional brain. I mean, my brain is like most of the time just thinking about like what will I do next? What will I do next? The same things going around in circles and circles and circles. Am I pretty? Am I pretty? That's like pretty conventional, I think.
That's right? Very much like human thinking.
Yeah. And every now and then I think, when's it going to end? You know, but I quickly just get out of that then and I start thinking again, am I pretty? What's she thinking about? Now and then I think, what's she thinking about? About someone else? But that's as far as it gets.
That's very conventional.
Yeah. Thinking. You know.
Can we talk a little more about stinging?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, when I think about, and I think this is true of most people, when we think about a jellyfish, the first thing we think about is that you sting. I think that's...
No. I don't think that's what it is. You said to me earlier that you think we're beautiful.
I also think you're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I think if you tell me, if I go to the beach and someone says there's jellyfish in the water.
You think, oh, gorgeous.
I think my first thing is like, oh, I shouldn't go swimming because I'll get stung.
Well, I can't argue with that. If there's like a person with all their limbs and all their, you know, control, and they're just like swimming around having a ball, maybe I will just brush up against them and just remind them, like, not everything's up to you.
There's something too about, you know, that combined with you being invisible. You know, a person might come to think danger is just kind of always possibly right next to them.
And they can't see it always.
Yeah.
They can never see it. So in that way, maybe we're like mortality notifications. It's like, bring, you'll die. Bring, you'll hurt. Bring, you'll lose everything. You're going to get pushed around. You're going to get carried along in tides of sadness. And then they're just, maybe this little trip to the beach wasn't just a day out after all. Maybe I should call my mother. You know, that's them thinking on their way to the hospital.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hurt them, so I don't want to be like the final notice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I think, yeah, it's nice for humans to understand, like, they think they have it all. Guess what? It's about to vanish.
This is The Animals, a project from Everything is Alive. It's produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog, with Eva Walchover. Jody Avergan directed this episode. Our editor is Hilary Frank.
James McBride could do with a dose of dread, yeah. Especially for pretending to be a jellyfish. Or not pretending to, but like hinting that he was with the name of his memoir.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The Color of Water. P.S. You're not a jellyfish.
Deirdre, the jellyfish, is played by Maeve Higgins. Her album is on Bandcamp. It's called A Very Special Woman. A big thanks to Shane Selleck for talking to us about his experience with the Irukandji jellyfish. The Animals is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Audrey Mardovich, executive producer. Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. Thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. If you'd like to support this project, tell your friends to listen. Also, we have t-shirts, which you can find at everythingisalive.com. Thank you, and we'll see you again with another animal in 2 weeks. You know, jellyfish are... I don't know if you... I'm sorry, are you eating?
I just took the opportunity. There was like some potato chips or something in the sea. And I kind of absorbed them in my big mouth. And I didn't want to let them float by. My sister would grab them.
Yeah.
She's laughing.
Radiotopia.